We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, what's up? Kevin Jones, founder of Blue Wire. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Do me a favor, send it to one of your friends. We're growing this network, grassroots style. It takes everyone. You're a part of our team if you send this to one of your friends. All right, enjoy this podcast and appreciate your support.
Street Shots Podcast. We're your hosts, Shamit Dua and Mason Ginsburg, and this is All Pelicans All the Time. Welcome to another episode of In the Know. This is Deja Vu. We are going through basically the exact same thing we went in late February or early February and late January around the trade deadline. Mason, what do you think about the fact that all of a sudden today there are like a million reports and a million leaks as opposed to kind of slow and steady slash silent stuff over the last couple weeks?
I think we finally hit the point where it's like, oh shit, the draft is in a week and things got to start happening. And I'm sure the Lakers and Rich Paul's, the article that came out, I'm sure none of this has anything to do with it. And I'm sure David Griffin's happy as a clam over in New Orleans with the way everything's gone down so far. So it can't have anything to do with any of those things. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I just think people are bored. Just like we are. We're all bored. No, but seriously, a lot has actually happened in the last week or so around the Pelicans, and some of it not even related to the Anthony Davis stuff. They hired Swin Cash as the vice president of basketball operations, and she had a legendary playing career in the WNBA. She spent some time with the New York Liberty as an executive. She's worked with Turner Sports on NBA TV, and I think that's where she made the connection with David Griffin, and now she is part of our front office. So they are truly committed to bringing in talent regardless of the price, regardless of any obstacles. They just want the best possible front office. So I marked that as another win in David Griffin's book. The Pelicans also partnered with Fusionetics, and I'm going to let you touch on what that means for the Pelicans.
Yeah, sure. So, I think the broad theme here is that the Pelicans are clearly investing in off the court as well, or not things that aren't strictly related to players and coaches and all that. They're investing in their players' health. I think it's incredibly important. And so I had no idea what this company was. So I reached out to a critical follow on Twitter for any health-related issues, especially in the NBA, is Jeff Stotts. He runs a good website, In Street Clothes. I think we're probably going to have him on the podcast later this summer. Looking forward to that. But his description of Fusionetics was that it's a screening system and approach that's designed to help prevent and treat injuries. So players get screened and they receive a score and red flags for any potential areas of concern. And then members of the med staff can use this information to better prep the player for practice or identify any potential problems. And so I think it's a good high level description. It just shows that they're, it's preventative maintenance for players essentially, and doing whatever you can to make sure players are best prepped to succeed on the court without any sort of injury setbacks, and making sure they're managing players' workloads the right way. So really, really good stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, again, just we keep hammering home this point, but the level of commitment on a resource front and a financial front that this franchise has given David Griffin to kind of go out and make great things happen is frankly unprecedented for this team. And I guess we keep hammering on it because we're just not used to this. It's still new, still can't get over it. But in any case, that's kind of the news on the non-AD front. The AD front has been really interesting over the past 6-7 days or so. And I think it kind of started last week. You were seeing reports kind of trickle out that, hey, teams are still engaged. And Woj put out something that said that small market teams now are even more emboldened to kind of go after Davis after seeing what Kawhi's been doing in the finals and how the Raptors took a gamble on him and it's paid off big time. So the market is there for him, and maybe minutes, I don't want to say minutes, but you know, shortly after Woj put out something like that, there was a response by Clutch, who is surprisingly laid pretty dormant throughout this whole process until today and the last couple days or so. But you know, Clutch had a retort basically saying, yep, Davis has narrowed his focus down to the Lakers and the Knicks, not even LA and New York, the Lakers and the Knicks. Come on.
Man. Oh yeah. And it was a response that had to come from Clutch, because I think so the point that Woj made about teams being emboldened to trade for AD, even if without a guarantee, because of, I mean, look what's going on with Kawhi. And I think that's also some, it's a risk, sure, but there's also not, the downside isn't just lose AD for nothing too. I mean, if you get the sense, you trade for AD and you get the sense in like January that it's not going to work out, and you can pretty much tell he's not going to resign. Like you're not going to get 100 cents back on the dollar trading him away if you want to move him before the deadline, but there's still a world where you get a pretty decent return for Anthony Davis, or recoup a lot of what you would have gave up for him, in the sense of like, you, if Lakers are going to go get him, and let's say the Lakers didn't get him this summer and they use up all their cap space because they don't want to waste another year of LeBron's prime and they have no avenue to get AD other than a trade like that. I mean, there's still realistic scenarios where a team could trade for AD and hope that they compete for a title and can convince them to stay. But even if they feel like it's not going to go in that direction, there are avenues to moving him and still getting something rather than nothing. So I do think it's a real threat, and that I think it was very clear that Clutch had to fire back the way they did.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has to be a threat because, first of all, we talked about Kawhi being an example for all these teams that, hey, take a chance on a player, take a chance on talent, and possible that it pays off big time, because Kawhi is not the only guy. OKC, Paul George, he signed a 4-year extension with them. So there is precedent there for success for teams taking the gamble and running with it. Now,
and also those are examples of the Lakers not taking the gamble and getting screwed for both. And a little bit of the Celtics as well, and be having the chance to trade for a couple of those guys and passing for whatever reason, whether they thought it was to get him, they'll get him in free agency, or they just thought it was too much for a rental.
For Terry Rozier.
Yeah, right?
Got to hold on to scary Terry. But I think this is even more accentuated by the fact that Kevin Durant got hurt. And it's super unfortunate that Durant is now probably going to be out for the better part of a year. And it's super unfortunate for Golden State and Durant and his family that he actually ruptured his Achilles. You don't want to see that happen to anyone. But the fact of the matter is, it changes the NBA landscape. Because now you're looking at an NBA next year where Durant is effectively not going to be on any team. Mm-hmm. And I know Houston probably thinks Golden State is beatable without Durant. I think many in the teams are seeing that Golden State is beatable without Durant because Toronto is pushing them right to the edge. There are probably going to be more bubble teams that see themselves that one piece away from pushing Golden State and, you know, a couple lucky breaks here and there, and they're right there in the finals for the chance to win a title. Anthony Davis is that one missing piece. So if you're a team like Portland, if you're a team – shoot, I'll even say Denver. I mean, Portland made the Western Conference Finals. If they add Davis to that team, sure, it might mean giving up CJ McCollum, but name a better duo in this league than Lillard and Davis if Durant is hurt.
Or hell, even Toronto, I mean, not saying Toronto has the package, but Toronto doubles down, and if Kawhi ends up staying, let's do it again. Let's put together whatever we can, Siakam and whoever else, whatever picks. Let's go get AD and put them together with Kawhi and see if he'll stay too. You know, there are other options, like you said.
Right. So you're going to look at teams around the league to basically talk themselves into, hey, let's go after AD, which is fine. And it's good. It's good for the market, and Rich Paul has to respond accordingly. Now, over the last, 12 hours or so, the talks have really heated
up. That's it?
Yeah, I guess. The talks have really heated up. And I think what really kind of kickstarted this was kind of what kickstarted all the drama and the mess way back in February or January, which was Rich Paul and Anthony Davis kind of publicly making a stink about things. And today there was an article on SI, on Sports Illustrated, that profiled Rich Paul, and you know, a lot of it was about his life and in the path he took to get there. But there was large chunks about in the article about Anthony Davis and his trade request, and there were some notable quotes, basically where Rich is saying outright that, hey, if Boston wants to trade away all their assets, we're letting them know it's probably a 1-year rental. Anthony Davis is going into free agency no matter who trades for him. And then he had a bunch of stuff about like, oh, why wouldn't he want to go to L.A.? L.A. is like dating J-Lo. You wouldn't want to date J-Lo? And I don't know. It was a entertaining read, to say the least. But you can't help but question the timing of all this. Like, it's coming out now in the midst of all these trade discussions that are supposedly heating up. But I think, you know, that being out there has – I don't want to say it catalyzed Griff and everything else that's happened today, but in a way it kind of did, right? You can't just let that narrative sit out there without more responses. And yeah,
Dell fought back when stuff like that happened. I mean, you know that as a GM, or most GMs aren't going to sit back and let that happen. You've got to get your message out there.
Oh, he took a lot of shots at Dell too. He said that when he had to use a nuclear option by going and making the trade request public because Dell Demps had the audacity to go talk to Anthony Davis about it, which is totally crap. Because first of all, the Pelicans employ Anthony Davis. Dell Demps has been the general manager of the Pelicans for over 9 years and has been the general manager for Davis. Davis is general manager for 7 years. Davis
agent is, player code, man. Agent player code. That's just the thing that apparently exists.
Yeah, whatever, like, man. Your employer is allowed to talk to his employee, and especially because it came out of the blue, of course he's going to want to call AD like, hey, is this really true? Of course. And then he has stuff about like, oh, he never took it to ownership. Man, ownership found out immediately. You can quote me on that. That's sourced. Ownership found out immediately. And I don't know. Of course, Rich Paul is going to take advantage of the fact that Dell's not the type of person to go and defend himself in the media like this. And so he can say whatever he wants. In any case, the mess started in February when AD's dad basically told ESPN, oh, we're not going to Boston. I wouldn't want to go there after what they did to IT. And again, now there's stuff coming out about, I don't want to go to Boston, which has kicked off another round of Woj bombs. This time Stein got involved, and now we're seeing names being named out there again. We have a potential package that is maybe being offered, which is Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and the fourth pick.
But no Kuzma.
No Kuzma, because they want to hold on to him, slash apparently he's the most coveted piece that the Pelicans want. Okay. And then another roadblock in this trade is the fourth pick, which the Pelicans would like to flip for an all-star. So that's that. And then Bo just kind of responded with, hey, the Celtics don't care. They're still going after him. So we're a lot's come out, but we're really no different than we were back in February right now, outside the fact the Celtics can actually bid for him this time.
Yeah, I mean, we still have more. I think we can all agree that things didn't go as well as we would have hoped, which is weird to say for the Celtics, because I think we all had to, unfortunately, we all had to kind of root for the Celtics and the Kyrie thing to work out during the playoffs to make him want to stay, and that didn't happen. But now, like to your earlier point with the Kevin Durant injury, Kyrie, if he was planning on teaming up with KD, he's got to at least think twice about it now. And I don't know. If he sticks around in Boston, that makes – I mean, there's implications there. So, I mean, I think overall they're probably in a – the Pelicans are in a – I mean, they got Zion, so he can't really say too much bad about it. And I think their positioning strictly with Boston is probably a little worse than it seemed like it was going to be in February. But I don't think it's quite as bad as people might be making it seem.
Yeah, I mean, I think – on the balance, KD's injury is a positive for the AD market. I already touched on the title window stuff. I also think there's just too many teams with cap space and not enough star players out there. So I think a lot of teams are going to miss out this year, especially, you know, I think it changes Kyrie's whole outlook. Like, what is he going to – even if he goes to Brooklyn, what is he going to do there? Is that team really better than the Celtics? Are they going to go all in for AD? I don't think they have the assets. Woj said today that they haven't been able to gain any traction. I mean, if I'm Boston, I'm still betting on AD to bring Kyrie back, because they can also still offer Kyrie the most money, and that's a squad. That's a team. And I think the Clippers, who, again, they're banking on Durant or Kawhi, which Kawhi might stay. Durant's obviously not ready to contribute next year. Like, what do they have? Woj said last night on ESPN that if the Lakers are actually drafting at four, they're in trouble, because none of the current free agents have them as front runners, or the premier free agents have the Lakers as front runners. So if they don't trade for AD, they're screwed. To me, it's just like this silly game of chicken. Like, I think Boston and Lakers, they're both pussyfooting around, man. I think Boston, for sure, if they wanted to end it, they could end it now. They could just be like, here it is. We're throwing it all on the table. Take it or leave it. That's it. That's what we're going to do. And they could end it. And Griff would take that offer. If they offered him tonight, you know, if they offered him Tatum, Brown, smart picks, whatever, he'd take that tonight immediately. I think the Lakers, if they stopped pussyfooting around and offered serious assets – other than the four pick to help the Pelicans potentially acquire an all-star, they would have the deal done immediately. Mm-hmm. Which, who do you think that all-star is?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a funny joke here, but I'm coming up empty. So just go ahead and say your guy.
My guy. Welcome to Bradley Beal Podcast Network. where we talk about Bradley Beal. No, I mean, I know this joke has gotten kind of out of hand. But, you know, just like we talk about the Lakers every podcast, I would be remiss if I couldn't. You know, if we, the Pelicans in any small world, end up trading for Bradley Beal, you know how insufferable I would be? You know, every single podcast, I would make it a point to derail it to just talk about whatever Bradley Beal did that day.
We got to get Bradley Beal on this podcast in August.
Don't get my hopes up. Don't enable me. I don't need enabling.
Yeah. I got to ask, though, because KOC tweeted out something today that I thought was interesting.
Who's KOC?
And I didn't agree. Huh?
Who's KOC?
Kevin O'Connor. Sorry. Okay. He tweeted out something basically brainstorming what type of player they could get for the four pick that they would be interested, the Pelicans would be interested in. And he said a couple of really, really bad options. One, he said Steven Adams, which I just laughed. And it's like, yeah, Steven Adams is a negative asset. There's no way that's happening. And then he mentioned Clint Capella and another one of your boys, Aaron Gordon. And so I was curious, let's assume that your heart's broken and Bradley Beal's off the table. Is there any player that you've got your eye on that would be worth that four pick that would make the Lakers package more enticing? It's like I don't think Miles Turner is getting moved for the four pick. You're talking about Indy, because I know that's another guy you've said you like.
Yeah, I don't think Miles Turner is going anywhere. Griff wants this all-star. I don't know if there is one available now.
Aaron Gordon? So have you shifted away from him now that we got Zion?
I like him a lot. I am worried about fit,
yeah,
per se. But if I have Aaron Gordon on the team, I need a shooter at one of the guard positions. Someone that can create a lot of space and command a lot of attention. Like a Danny Green. That'd be fun.
I don't necessarily buy that he generates a lot of attention. I think, I mean, he shoots threes well, but I don't know. I feel like watching this series, he hasn't been a guy that Warriors have freaked out trying to guard when he shoots.
Sure. But I don't think the Warriors freak out on any shooter per se, because they have all of the best ones on their team.
That's a fair point.
I don't know. I would want someone of that mold where it's just a low usage 3-and-D guy, and just kind of slot him in there, because I think, I don't know, I go back and forth between wanting a playmaker, like maybe another ball handler would be good there. I just don't know. Aaron Gordon's interesting. I love the talent. I would probably take him for the talent. I'd probably take him for the talent. I don't know. Well, who would you put as – would you get another big? Would you get a traditional center?
Certainly not to start. I mean, your third big there has got to be a traditional center type. But so I don't know.
There's a lot of size with Zion and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. I don't know. It's. I laughed the other day because I think I was talking in a different group chat, and we were talking about Dwayne Dedman's name came up, and I feel like every single team, fans of every single team in the NBA, or bloggers for every single team in the NBA, have him penciled in as their backup center, signing him to something like the mid-level, and it's just funny. Like, everyone sees him as like a perfect fit as a third big or backup center, I feel like you don't often see like a random run-of-the-mill backup dude being mentioned by like every single team. It's like him and it's Malcolm Brogdon as like
literally no one else can think of a big that can rebound and also shoot threes and not be a complete negative on defense. Yeah. I put Jamichael Green there. I would have Jamichael Green there. I think that'd be a very big bruising team. I think if Jamichael Green is there, I would lean more towards a playmaker in one of the guard positions. I don't know. It's not the best team construct, but the best thing is you don't have to figure it out now. You have so much time with Zion. We've spent entirely too much time trying to figure this out.
When you're selling online, getting your orders out can be a real pain. Time-consuming, expensive, so many carriers to choose from. How do you know you're making the best choice? That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. ShipStation helps you get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep your customers happy. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, making them really easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. And right now, Blue Wire podcast listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use promo code BLUE. There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info. ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best ship rates available. Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BLUE. That's ShipStation.com, then enter promo code BLUE. ShipStation.com, make ship happen. At Blue Wire, we don't just partner with any advertiser. We want to make sure we're giving our listeners a good deal on a product. That's exactly why we love doing business with Harry's. Harry's is giving Blue Wire listeners a shaving kit for just $3. Go to harrys.com/bluewire and you'll save $10 on a trial set, which includes 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. If you're not familiar with Harry's, it's time you should be. Harry's is fixed shaving by combining a simple, clean design with quality and durable blades at a fair price. The founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. Harry's bought a world-class blade factory in Germany that's been making quality blades for over 95 years. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your trial offer by going to harrys.com/bluewire. All of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Again, make sure you go to harrys.com/bluewire to redeem your razor for $3.
Okay, so when do you think this trade gets done?
Judging by the things that have come out most recently, so like even like I know we talked about the recent reports, even as recent as a few minutes ago with the tweets about Woj saying he doesn't know if they put Jason Tatum in a deal. I mean, I think this might drag out a little bit. Griff's going to keep playing hardball. I mean, this is Anthony Davis we're talking about. And he's mentioned, the deadline is not the draft. I mean, would it be nice? And would it be that? Is that the ideal scenario, is to get a deal done before the draft? And do I think that's the most likely outcome? Yes. But that's not a hard and fast deadline. You still have AD under contract for a season. And so you still can make moves after the draft. Or, I mean, I think there's that. And then it starts to get a little dicey after – when free agency starts, if you don't have a deal in place, because AD is still a point of leverage you can use for other teams to lure other free agents potentially. But even then, I mean, you don't have to move him. You still have time to wait. I don't think it's imminent. Now watch the trade happen literally tonight, and maybe all the leaks that we're seeing are just total BS. But I don't know. I question where Woj, and I want, what do you think? Like, where does Woj get the, I don't know if they put Jason Tatum in a deal. Who leaked that to him? Because it seems like the Celtics have been pretty freaking tight-lipped this whole time.
I don't know. I don't know what the motivation for that inclusion would be. It's possible the Celtics could have included it. It doesn't really matter to me where it comes from. I think it's absolutely bonkers. I don't think a conversation starts with Boston without Tatum. Like, mm-hmm. if you're David Griffin and you call them or they call you, the moment you hear a trade suggestion that doesn't have Jason Tatum, why would you take them seriously?
I'm pretty sure I agree. Is there any sort of combination of the remaining assets with Brown and the Memphis pick that even gets in the conversation for you?
Are you saying no Tatum, but just Brown and all the other crap?
Yeah, Brown, Memphis pick, and whatever else.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. It's Tatum or no deal, and then you're talking about all the other assets. It's not even, I mean, it's not a conversation. It should never have been a conversation. And if that is Boston's stance, which I don't think it is, they're not being serious about this. They're going to fuck around and not get Anthony Davis, which is fine. They can decide that he doesn't fit their timeline or whatever excuse they want to give themselves. Great. You know, they spent all this the last few years talking about all about Banner 18 or nothing, all about Banner 18 or nothing. Well, good luck when you don't have Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving walks and, you know, you're stuck with your assets and you're what, a middling team in the East, kind of stuck in sucking mediocrity. Good for them. If they wanna not be serious about this, which is possible. It's possible they're not serious about this. I don't think they are. I don't think that's true, but it's possible.
When do the Knicks come back into play here? Because I know their offer isn't good, but we did this podcast, the last podcast we did, we talked about the best offer the Knicks could put on the table, and it ranked ahead of the Lakers. And so not drastically, but it did rank ahead of the Lakers with the number three pick and everything else. So, and I think it's interesting. We haven't heard a thing about them. We've heard Brooklyn and the Clippers haven't really piqued Griffin's interest. We've heard that Celtics and Lakers are battling here. But where are the Knicks? I mean, they can, if they put enough picks on the table, they can make the offer, an offer that trumps the Lakers. So what do you think is going on there?
The Knicks are the Knicks, man. They're committed to being one of the worst teams in the league for in all perpetuity.
Come on, man. It can't be that simple.
Yeah, it is. It is that simple. I think it is. I think the Knicks are just the Knicks. They suck.
Like if you hear that AD is one of the two teams that AD wants to come to, or you or the Lakers, and like I don't know.
Look, are just some teams that are so dumb that they don't realize 6 years of Anthony Davis in his prime are worth pretty much everything that you can give up. I mean, they're just dumb teams. I'm including the Lakers in this. Kyle Kuzma for 6 years of Anthony Davis? Come on. Get out of here. I don't think any of these teams are being serious right now.
Yeah.
I think it's entirely possible that everything that was reported today doesn't actually reflect the current state of offers.
Yeah, I definitely agree that that's a possibility.
It's all speculation here. And I think going back to the question of when do you think this gets done, would you say it gets done this before this weekend or not?
I really don't think so. I just think the points we were talking about regarding other teams can get involved here, I think that has to be a bigger factor than it currently seems like it is, because if we were to believe all the different leaks that have come out about what's in each offer, there've got to be other teams out there that are sitting there saying, we can get there and we can make a pretty compelling case to AD to stick around. Unless
that's a good point. I think that's maybe another purpose of the leaks, entice the other teams.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like it drags out a little bit longer, and we'll see. But unless Rich Paul is like knocking on every door and telling everyone without a shadow of a doubt, AD is going to leave after a year, no matter what you say or do. And even then, there's still a case to be made. You still take the chance. But unless there's in the most uncertain terms that we could possibly see that's happening across the league, I really think that, you know, there's still a couple other offers to be uncovered here.
I think it's done in the next 2 days or so. I think if it doesn't get done by this weekend, there's no chance it happens before the draft.
Okay. That's so now are you including this weekend as part of that, or like the next 2 days?
Well, I don't say there's no chance after the next 2 days, but I think if you had to like assign probabilities, I'll say like I'm leaning there's a 90% chance it happens over the next 2 days, and then you could spread out the remaining 10% over the weekend.
Okay. We'll see.
I think there's a point to wait, because I think some teams like the Nets become better suitors after July 1, after free agency starts. And I think some teams that are going to strike out will become more aggressive suitors after July 1. But right now, teams legally can't talk to other players. And it sometimes kind of happens. But the reason why I've been on this whole, like, D'Angelo Russell is not really possible or he shouldn't really be considered an asset is because there's no like legal way for that agreement to happen right now, not at draft time. But after free agency, when New Orleans is actually allowed to talk to that player and meet with them, it's definitely possible.
Wait, so then what are you saying? Are you saying it does get done in the next 2 days or it gets done after the draft?
I said if it doesn't happen in the next 2 days, it will not happen until after free agency starts.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we're on the same page that we can talk all we want about how there's a sense of urgency to get it done soon, but I don't think it's completely necessary. I think there's still some benefits to waiting. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think it gets done soon. Very soon. All right, cool. Well, I mean, I don't have anything else to talk about today. I'm sure the moment we get off this podcast, there will be a barrage of new tweets of, hey, this happened, that happened. This team is progressing. But such is life. We'll cover it on the next podcast, which would be great. You know, if it happens this week, I'll get an emergency podcast.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds about right. Well,
JK,
we'll
be back on the line. If it happens this weekend, I'm not going to be in town.
All right. Well,
that's why it's going to happen in the next 2 days.
I'll talk to the wall then. If that really happens, we get an AD trade. We're gonna have to. I'll bring McNamara back, and we'll have to do something. But yeah, let's hope it gets done. If it gets done, it gets done quickly.
Yeah. We could definitely. I don't know. We could set something up. You can set up your Zoom line. I can call in from my phone. It won't be high quality. We could figure it out.
Yeah.
McNamara.
So he can rave about Lonzo Ball.
Oh my God. I want to hear him talk about Kyle Kuzma. That's what I really want.
Yeah, that's what the people want.
Cool. Yeah. Well, this has been the episode of In the Know. Thanks for listening, people.
Makes getting the furniture, electronics, and appliances you need easy and affordable. Great deals, easy approvals, free delivery. That's Aaron's, the rent-to-own power of the AA team.